Sad, man.
Yeah.
What's his nigga name?
Shibuzi.
Shibuzi. Yeah, I gotta play this in the background for something for me. Matter of fact, I might make it on my story today.
What's that?
I gotta promote my show. Yeah, it is a little echo. Probably because of the speaker over there.
I like this camera. I'm digging this camera angle right here.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Hey, I think, man, they got it fixed up. We're gonna talk about it.
Yeah. Hey, man, listen.
You just want to flow?
If I got a ticket for $1,000, the niggas talking about they paying $6,000-$7,000. Hey, bro, come get this ticket.
And them tickets is, we record?
Yeah, we're recording.
It should get weird when you make it official. Welcome to another installment of the Underground Lounge. I am your host and your co-host. My name is Lemon Pepper Lou. To my left is the Plastic Cup Boy himself, Mr. Spank Horton, and we are your curators of the Underground Lounge. What's up, brother?
Yes, we are. What's up, my guy? It's been a while, brother.
All right, man, you get busy from time to time. You on tour, you got shit going on, you know?
You get busy. That's what it is.
I just coach kids. That's it. I coach kids to come kick it with you, man. Tell me what's going on the road. What's happening?
Oh, man, what we just do? We just did Milwaukee. We did Atlanta again. What other cities? I can't remember the cities before that right now. Oh, we did San Diego. We did Pittsburgh.
The show getting sharper? You feel good about it?
Nah.
What you mean?
I'm still bullshitting.
Okay, you're behind the gun a little bit. But how long? I mean, y'all got some time though. How long till y'all get to arenas?
I think our first arena gonna be in June. So,
this shit around corner. You might want to get.
I forgot we doing a Hollywood Bowl May 10th.
What this is?
Yeah,
this May 1st.
May 1st. Yeah.
You ain't got a lot of time to be fucking around.
But you know what it is? All I need to do is just watch myself. I got three videos of me performing, so all I got to do is watch myself, and then I can just put everything where it's
supposed to be. You'll just tighten it up?
Yeah, tighten it up real quick.
Netflix is a joke. You and Naeem about to do something.
Yeah, that's May 2nd.
UCB
yes.
Theater?
Yes, UCB Theater. I've been saying ICB for the past 2 weeks.
Nah, UCB Theater. Tell us about that.
So basically, Netflix is a joke. They do a festival. It's a comedy festival. So all the comedians, big-time comedians, small comedians, we all got shows. Like, every day, it's a comedian doing a show. At least 5 to 6 comedians doing a show per day. So I don't even know who we up against. I'm pretty sure it's some heavy hitters, though. But we got our own crowd here in L.A. We always do well, so me and Naeem should be
That's
good.
Fire. Traveling back and forth. You been able to keep up with the playoffs? What's going on out there?
Yeah.
What you seeing? What you enjoying right now?
Yeah.
Your Sixers squeaked away a win. They down 3-2, but they still breathing.
I don't want to talk about them. I want to talk about Ant-Man, Anthony Edwards, bro. I think that's...
Why you don't want to talk about your team? You talk about them all day on
Yeah,
X.
Man, they getting on my nerves right now, bro. Did you see what I tweeted the other day?
Nah.
I said we should trade Embiid, bro.
Which, it must be 2 Embiids. He must got a brother like it.
No, it's just one. Joel Embiid. I think we should
trade Joel Embiid?
Yeah. He hurt every playoffs, bro.
For who?
For us. Who
are you going to trade him for?
I figure a couple first rounds and 1 All-Star.
The grass ain't green on the other side, Spain.
It's not. I know it's not.
The grass not. Listen, you're not going to miss Embiid until you don't have a 7-foot, 50-point scoring machine in your fucking paint. And y'all niggas is 15 and 35 at the All-Star break. And now you just as frustrated with his 2 draft picks and his All-Star that y'all done brought in.
I know. Everybody's saying just be patient till this summer. We got free agency. We got a max that we can give to somebody else. So now.
What's wrong? The season's still going. Y'all are down 3-2.
I just don't like how they play, bro. Like, getting all them goddamn rebounds pisses me off, man. When they don't get the rebounds. And B don't even box out, bro.
Yeah.
Harkenstein was the name?
Yeah, because they got him up in the screen and rolls. He should be in a drop. Every time that he's in a drop, they shoot 3. So when he come up, they go past him.
Right.
His knee won't allow him to move how he wanted to move.
That's true.
He can't get off the ground right now.
That's true. I see that.
Even in game five, he wasn't efficient. He had 9 turnovers, but dude was diving on the floor.
He had 10 turnovers.
He finished with 9.
You sure?
Positive.
Oh, I thought he had a quadruple double.
That'd have been a quadruple double. He was on quadruple alert. But he had nine turnovers. But the positives that I saw, when he realized that he wasn't going to be efficient on the offensive end, he just started setting hard-ass screens, diving on the floor, changing shots. He found other ways to impact the game. Everybody don't do that. All big superstars don't do that.
That is true. It's just that he's hurt every playoffs, bro, since we had him. Every year.
So that's what I'm saying. So, but again, who would you trade him? Who would you trade for him? Like, you're not gonna get any value that you would want to out of trading Joel Embiid.
You don't think one of them from Phoenix want to leave? I don't want Bradley Beal though. I'll take Booker or Durant. You don't think one of them want to leave? Did he want to stay again
for Joel Embiid?
Yeah,
you would do that.
Durant, I would.
So, all right. Cool, that's Kevin Durant.
But I need a first round pick though, and I need a first round pick at least one.
So you want Kevin Durant in a first
and a first round pick? It can be 2029. It ain't gotta be 2025. It can be 2029.
You're getting Kevin Durant.
I know.
And you want a draft pick?
Man, I don't want a draft pick.
You a bad GM. That's
no, because you figured Durant is what, 35?
So I'm gonna give you Kevin Durant and a draft pick for the motherfucker that you keep talking about his knee bad.
No, I'm not saying that. He gonna give you 50, bro. He gonna give you 50 on any given night.
So if you got 50 in the house already, why you want a different one?
I don't know, man. I don't think
you're just unhappy, man. Why y'all be so unhappy, with y'all teams?
I'm unhappy.
Come on, let's unpack it, bro. We got all day.
I just feel like, man.
Get that shit off your chest, bro. Good.
We don't have that fight in us, bro. We don't. This dude, Josh Hart, has 17 rebounds, bro. He's 6'4".
Bro, y'all just score 7 points in 26 and a half seconds to win a very important game. Keep y'all season going 3-2 back to the crib.
Right. And keep my money in my pocket.
That's a 3-3, and then anything can happen in the game 7.
That is true.
That's your team, and they doing that and this man on one leg.
So that
what
means,
y'all should be proud of is who Tyrese Maxey is showing y'all who he is.
That's what I'm saying. Build around him.
I like that, right? But let's talk about this. Steph Curry, Allen Iverson. What other franchises have you ever seen build around small guards and it's been successful?
Well, lately it hasn't. I mean, lately it has because of
Steph
Curry.
I just gave you a 25-year window.
Right. You did. But most of them have been around small forwards lately. You can say that.
That's
the Mellos, the LeBrons.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. The Rosen.
You're looking at the percentages of teams building around small guards like a Maxey, like an AI, like a Steph Curry.
Right.
That's very rare opposed to a somebody like a Kevin Durant leading your team, a Kobe Bryant.
But we can get a Paul George, though. They said they're not trying to give him the max. I don't think we should give him the max either, but I feel like, you know what, let's just give it a shot. We done gave Tobias all his damn money.
What's wrong with Tobias?
What do you mean what's wrong with him?
I'm just asking you.
What you mean what's wrong with him? You know what's wrong.
No.
He averaging 9 points, bro. Shots out for the game 5, though. He dropped 19. That's what we want from him.
What is he averaging in the playoffs?
9 points, bro. Well, I ain't.
What is he supposed to be? He's a third option on that team.
He should at least average 16, 17, bro. At least.
From your third option? What team gets?
Well, he should be our second option. Embiid is hurting right now.
No. And in no world is Embiid catapulted to your third option because he's hurt.
How much did he have game 5? 25? 24? What do you have?
That's a bunch.
Yeah, it is a bunch. It's a lot. I'm not saying it's not.
Yeah.
So, all right, he could have had 16, third option. But he had 19 this time. Let's see what happens next game. He was averaging 9 points, bro. He was averaging 9 points.
Y'all tough on Tobias.
Making 50 mil a year. Yeah. Come on, man. We ain't tough on him. He tough on himself.
How?
What do you mean, man? Remember when he said, man, the casual Sixer fans will treat me for a crumble cookie? Remember he said that in the interview? He said, because you're not going to find a 6'8 guy that's going to guard the best player on the other team, that can post up, that can drive to the lane, that can shoot 40% from three. Yeah. He hasn't been doing it.
All right. It's fair argument.
I don't want the crumble cookie, you know what I'm saying, but.
Fair argument.
It is. But shouts out to Tobias. I know he hear me talking trash. I talk trash about him a lot, so I know he probably done heard it before. I tweet about it. I do all that, you know what I'm saying? It's all good. I ran into him a couple times.
It ain't personal.
Yeah, it ain't personal
at all.
I said what's up when I saw him. You know what I'm saying?
It's a basketball debate.
Yeah, that's all. I don't want no smoke. Let me borrow a couple million, though, because you got it.
What else going on out there? You got that. Ant-Man got Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. They got them up out of here.
Only sweep so far, right?
Is it?
I believe so.
Shea and them didn't just sweep New Orleans? Yeah.
I thought that was 4-1.
No, they ain't.
It could have been a sweep. It could have been a sweep. My bad. So it's been two sweeps. That's it.
Yeah, but the two sweeps coming from the young guns. They saying it's the changing of the guard. They saying it's official. This the first time there's been no LeBron, KD, and Steph Curry in the playoffs since 2005.
It's almost 20 years ago.
It's a new day, huh?
Yeah, it's a new day, man.
Let me ask you, if you're in charge of the NBA and you're putting three guys at the forefront, say this is the new face of our league, who are those three superstars for you? It's obviously more than three. I'm just asking for three.
I'm going to say the MVP this year, Shea.
Right.
Ant-Man, of course.
Mm-hmm.
If Ja Morant can get himself together.
Yeah, and I think people forget how impactful and good Ja Morant is because of all the other bullshit.
Right, right.
And it's been quiet for him this year. I don't think people realize he one of them ones
this
conversation
for
of young guys that's bringing the league to the forefront with all the new shit.
Mm-hmm. And following up them, I think Wembanyama. Wembanyama?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I think Wembanyama.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
That's not bad. That's a good one. If I had to pick three, Wemby is going to be one.
You can't pick none of my three, bro. You can't pick none of my three.
You want a whole nother three?
Yeah, you need a whole nother three.
I'll give you a whole nother three. My whole nother three would be Jason Tatum. It'd be Luka Doncic. What'd I say? Wemby, Luka, and Tatum.
Yeah, Tatum. That's three. Yeah. Wemby was my coming off the bench.
How you get four?
That's what I'm saying. He was my coming off the bench, the next guy coming up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so that should be my first.
That's what I said. So it's cool for you to pick Wemby, as long as you ain't pick Shea. Ant-Man, or Ja Morant.
But
so
you know what, though? But point is, that's seven guys.
Yeah.
In seven different markets. Big market, small market. Shit, even Jalen Brunson. You got to put Jalen Brunson in there.
Jalen Brunson, yeah. Trae Young.
Should you got to put Jaylen Brown in there?
Jaylen Brown, forgot about Jaylen Brown.
Trae is in that conversation.
He had a good year this year. It's just like just Atlanta
was just a
good.
Lot of turmoil. It was a lot of bad energy in ATL this year, start to finish. I'm glad that season over with for them, so they can start fresh.
Did they bring that backcourt back?
My honest opinion, no. Yeah,
I don't think so either.
And I say that because the game isn't patient with this type of shit, right?
Yeah.
So. When you don't make the playoffs, after you see the potential of the group go from the Eastern Conference Finals to not making the playoffs, and you basically got the same core of guys, a lot of that talent is still there, and it don't happen, you don't have the patience and the time to figure out if you can do this another year.
Yeah,
they've shown their cards. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Me personally, my personal opinion would be, I'd like to see Trae have an opportunity to actually grow with someone.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? They're always switching out his backcourt. He's always got somebody in and out. You know what I'm saying? And so now that he has DeJounte, allow them to grow. Allow it to see what happens. You know, it's no pressure on you to be good right away, right?
Right.
So just allow yourself to see what happens and let them build out together. But I know how this business works. I don't think they stay.
Mm. I loved it when they first got DeJounte Murray because I was pleading for the Sixers to get him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of course, they didn't do it. I mean, I pleaded for the Sixers to get DeJounte Murray.
The Sixers could have had Jason Tatum and I just seen something. It was Jason Tatum. They took somebody else over Jason Tatum.
You took Markelle Fultz over
what's the other one, though? Tatum. It was Jason Tatum and somebody else.
You could have got Porter, too.
Jason Tatum was the Fultz one. It was Jaylen Brown.
They had an opportunity to get Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, though. At that time, that was the right pick.
We could have got Porter. I wanted him to get Michael Porter Jr. in the draft, but they said he was going to be hurt this year. That's when we picked up Mikal Bridges and traded him.
Think about it. Michael Porter Jr. is just now panning out from those injuries.
True.
Y'all wouldn't have been this patient with him in Philly.
We was patient with everybody. Ben Simmons ain't played his first season. B played missed the first couple seasons. We all Markelle Fultz missed a lot in his first season. No, we've been patient. We're the patient team on our top lottery picks. We are patient. We're a patient team.
Why do y'all keep drafting all these hurt niggas?
I don't know, man. That's why I swore we was going to get Michael Porter Jr.
Look, it would have been on brand.
But they ain't get him, man. I'm like, all right, whatever. But they picked up Mikal Bridges, and then they traded him for, forgot the kid. I don't even think he played a game, man.
Where you think Phoenix go from here?
Bill won out. You see?
Yeah, he out of there.
He didn't want to shake the coach.
Get the fuck out of here. Shake my goddamn hand. Get your fucking hands off me.
They said they might get Vogel out of there after 1 year.
I don't think he the problem, man. I just think they was built bad. You got 3 30-point-per-night guys
right
on one team with no point guard, nobody to head that shit.
Right.
And you tried to make Devin Booker a point guard when he's never done it in his entire career. Correct. You asking one of your best scorers to set the table for your other scorers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's almost impossible to do without a point. You need somebody to direct traffic and put them guys in the positions where they can be the greats that they are.
Right.
I think they was just built bad and mismanaged. So you can look at that and say and have a case for Frank Vogel. But again, it's also like, damn, we want everything so fast all the time, yeah. Man. It's like allow something to say, all right, we fucked that up. Let me fix it.
It looks bad because you get Chris Paul out of there. You get DeAndre Ayton out of there. Then you ain't had no height going up against Minnesota. And now you're saying you need a point guard.
Yeah, because I think they, like I said, that's not a Frank Vogel problem.
That's a front
office problem, right? So unless Frank Vogel is part of the decision making over there,
mm-hmm.
That's a GM problem, you know. For the average fan, they don't know who the GM is. I ain't gonna say my boy name.
I know his name.
That's my partner.
He make a lot of used to make a lot of threes.
Yeah, so, but you know, maybe he thought, shit, I got plenty.
Right.
I don't need a point guard, and you know. That was a GM
of the year like a couple years ago.
I don't know.
I think he did. I think he got GM of the year, something like that.
I don't know. I ain't never kept up with that stat. I ain't gonna.
You don't care about the GMs.
You too deep in there. To know who the fucking GM of the year is, nigga. They don't. I ain't never seen that.
You said that's an award?
Yeah, I ain't never seen that. That's a big ass fly in my drink. All right. Okay. He's not even budging.
I guess he's thirsty too, huh?
Hey, can you make me a whole nother drink? Nah, it's all good shit.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Anything happening in the underground lounge?
Oh, yeah, that's what happens, baby.
He wanted to kick it. You know, he wanted to kick it.
So you got Phoenix debacle with the sweep. You got New Orleans. That's another person that gets hurt every playoffs.
So you want him?
No. No, I don't want him. I'm just saying, do they make a trade? No, they just signed him on a big deal, right?
Nah, shit. You see, they GM just came out and said, he basically said, this shit ain't working, ain't going to work. We got to make some decisions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he just came out and was very, very direct. He looked emotional. He looked pissed.
Yeah.
He looked mad as hell, but he was just like, you know, it's time to make a decision.
You think he play? You think they at least compete more?
With what? What you mean?
New Orleans versus Oklahoma.
Compete more?
Say Zion, if Zion played, you think it wouldn't have been a sweep, maybe 4-2?
It'd have been a 4-1.
4-1?
Yeah. Okay, see, rolling. I mean, the boys, they fucking
are.
Hooping. I ain't seen a team so young be excited to play defense like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Like, they love getting stops.
They do.
You dig what I'm saying? And when you have that with a young team, and that especially they don't give a fuck who's scoring the basketball, dangerous, bro.
Who the coach over there?
Billy
Donovan?
Dagnott.
Who?
My man's Dagnott. He a young coach, too.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, they hold shit.
Did he play?
I can't say. Remember him.
I don't remember him lacing up.
I don't remember him. Right. Yeah. So, what else?
Who else over there?
They got B.I. I think B.I. name comes up. I think his name comes up. I think you got to look at.
I take a B.I. on the Sixers. I take a B.I.
I like that, too.
I take a B.I.
I like that too. Who you trading for B.I.? I'm going to let you say it. I know it. Thank you, bro.
Tobias. Exactly. You talking about who? right now. Tobias.
I ain't doing it, man.
Let's go.
Right now. Who you,
right now.
Tobias and who else?
Tobias out of here.
Shout out Cameron Payne playing good minutes for
you.
Shout
out to Cam. Shout out to Cam.
Come on. Show Cam some
yeah,
love.
Appreciate you, Cam. Showing love.
Yeah, what he doing for the Sixers right now.
What's going on with Buddy Hield? Why he can't get on time? He was averaging like 18.
Over who?
During the season. Tobias Harris, man. What do you mean over who?
Right. Again, Tobias just told y'all. Buddy Hield can't guard OG?
No, he can't.
You know who can?
Tobias can do okay.
All right. Like, hey.
All right, give him some of Oubre time.
Why?
What do you mean, why? We need some more shooters on the perimeter.
I want you to make a case for what you're saying.
We need some more shooters on the perimeter, bro. Every time Maxie drive or Embiid get the ball at the top of the key, which I'm tired of seeing.
Embiid, one of y'all best shooters.
I know, but he get the ball at the top of the key at all times.
No, he don't. He be posting up. They double on the post, Spank.
Because he don't move the ball fast enough. Once
you
he get the
to
ball.
Watch the games with me. Stop watching it with Twitter.
I'll watch it with you. But what I'm saying is when he get the ball, they're going to come double. Correct. You got to make a quick move or
you know
a
where
quick
they
pass.
Can't double you?
When?
At the top of the key. When you staring at their defense. I wish I would run two people at my 7-foot ass while I'm looking at you. I'm going to literally throw the ball over top of you.
Right.
The only place they can double me is on the block. Therefore, I'm going to stretch your defense out and I'm going to catch it face up so y'all can't double me.
Right. So
that's
why,
the adjustment.
So
that
how they hit 9 turnovers at the top of the key then?
You know why?
Why?
Because they was actually doubling his ass looking over them and they was fucking picking that shit off. Well played, New York. Well fucking played. Hey, they practiced that shit, man.
I'm sure they did, but I just feel
but
like
that's how he had 9 turnovers. They know, listen, this is an idiotic idea for us to double him
yeah.
while he's facing up. However, right. some of these passes are going to be automatic. Just run through them.
Facts.
And that's what they were doing.
That's what they was doing. So they put Anobi right there on him. Last year, they put Smart on him right there. It's like, I just don't like it, man. I just don't like it. They got to come up with a different play.
Yeah,
man.
it might not be your style, but if he's the – You like when Joker do it?
He's a better passer.
By fair.
Far, better
fair,
pass.
But it's only Joker that's anybody better in the league at that position at facing up.
That's a fact.
It's only him.
That's a fact.
So you got the second best option for players that face up. And actually, I might even take Joel as a better face-up player than him when it just come down to getting busy.
Face
now,
up, yes. I'm just
now,
saying
what,
passing.
What sets them apart is Joker's passing ability.
Yeah,
like,
for
that
sure.
motherfucker can pass. He can see shit guards.
I think he rebound more too, man.
Not more than Joel Embiid.
You don't?
No. And it's no, hell no. He's not even that physical.
I just saw Joel Embiid jump and tap the ball, bro. That shit pissed me off so bad, bro.
He hurt right now.
Instead of him grabbing it, bro, he tipped it, bro. I said, come on, man. Come
Pause.
On, Joel. Pause.
After further review.
Instead of tapping it, he grabbed
Yeah, that's all right. We go,
let's get off the Sixers, man. I'm sorry, man.
Nah, I'm glad you was able to get that shit off your chest, though. We should clip this as Spank.
Yeah.
Vince
me venting, yeah.
Yeah.
Orlando and Cleveland. I think they what, 2-2, right? Or 3-2 now.
That shit. Who winning?
I think Cleveland up 3-2 now. Shouts out to Donovan Mitchell. They saying he's leaving.
Mm-hmm.
That's another – I don't know if I can take Donovan Mitchell. Him and Maxie, that's kind of a small backcourt, though. They're probably the same height, right? 6'2"? 6'1"?
Only 6'2 and 6'. That's a small backcourt,
That's a
though.
Small backcourt, though. But that's a hell of a backcourt, though.
They'll score the shit out of it.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
And Maxie play defense. Donovan mm-hmm. play defense.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But will he be the third? Yeah, I can see him being the third guy. Because he can drive, he can shoot. He can create his own shot.
It's an unrealistic trade, but it's good to think about.
Who else we got over there? The Pacers and Milwaukee. Milwaukee just won another game.
Milwaukee might walk their ass down.
You think so? When do Lillard come back? Lillard.
It don't matter. Hey, Chris Middleton, dog.
Yeah.
When it's just him out there,
yeah,
he turns into like Kobe Bryant, bro. He did that to us when we played him game 7 to go to the finals.
Oh, yeah.
Playing Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Playing Milwaukee game 7.
Yeah.
Giannis is out. we feel good about our chance. We like, hell yeah. Like we on some little giant shit. Like we about to go. Bro, he turned into Kobe, bro.
He did.
He turned into Kobe Bean fucking Bryant. Mm. Sent us home.
Back you down right there on that top of the key, turn around, shoot right over you.
Yeah, so he done woke up and he don't have to defer to anybody. He ain't gotta look nobody else way, do what the fuck he wanna do out there.
Different. Shout out to Pat Bev too, man. He was controlling the rock. He was controlling the game.
PB fucking hoop. I think PB had like 12 and 13 yesterday.
Yeah,
in game five.
He was controlling the floor.
Yeah, played it. That's probably one of the better games I've ever seen Pat play.
Pat play?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Pat, let's go.
Yeah, good shit, brother.
We got to get Pat on the pod too.
Yeah, that's easy, man. Pat definitely will come on there. I actually hadn't been on his yet either, so.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it'll be cool for us to.
Yeah, swap you know, out. Yeah.
Fuck around with it, man.
Whether you're a world-class comedian or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and understand that proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of The Underground Lounge. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or the EE system. If you haven't heard of the EE system yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in Los Angeles, in Philadelphia, Chicago, wherever you at, it's an access center near you. And make sure you understand that the access center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/lounge to learn more and find a center near you. That's unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/lounge. No material or testimonials on a Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.
Kendrick Dunn dropped.
Kendrick Lamar.
Euphoria.
Euphoria. It's a whole lot of double entendres with this whole, the name Euphoria. They said Drake is one of the producers on Euphoria, the show.
It's a lot.
They said the show do a lot of pedophilia. I didn't know all that because I don't watch it.
It's a lot. It's a lot to unpack and address, man.
So, you know, I tried to get deep, but I was just fake deep with it. I was like, yo, he chose.
Yeah, that's what she said. Go ahead.
I said, he chose the Teddy P beat because the later years of Teddy P was in a wheelchair, and then Degrassi, Drake was in the wheelchair.
I don't know what rabbit hole you found that one in.
No, this is how people be deep with the bars and stuff.
Yeah,
so
I just fuck around, get too deep in them comments. Oh, yeah, because
that's what people start retweeting too. They know I was playing around though.
But even the shit that's backwards at the beginning of it.
Yeah, what is that?
That's Richard Pryor. That's the skit from Richard Pryor. I forget the movie.
He said,
I'm a phony. I'm exactly what you say I am. But that's what Richard Pryor was saying.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's what he's saying at the beginning of it, but it's just backwards where you can hear it.
No, that's a lot of them, man. Hey, a lot of people saying, yo, he's saying everything that we already know. But I'm like.
A lot was covered.
Yeah, a lot was covered, though.
But I like it, though. What'd you think about it?
I like it. But you got to be a Kendrick fan, too, though.
Yeah, you gotta be into that. You got to be into that type of thing.
Right. If you're not into the bars, then we get it. A grown man.
You got to listen to it a few times, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I caught a couple more after I listened to it for the third or fourth time.
You did?
Yeah, I caught a few more. Like, this dude is nuts.
I was trying to find a damn clip.
The intro?
Yeah.
Oh, Richard Pryor. Probably.
Yeah, I was looking for it.
Yeah, because I didn't know what that was. I definitely tried to listen.
It's from The Wiz.
Is who? It's from The Wiz?
Yeah.
Yo, man.
It's from The Wiz.
Kendrick Lamar.
It's right here. Hold on. That's the shit. So if you go to.
So who was he on The Wiz?
So. Who was
he? Behind the curtain. Yeah. Okay. So,
that's what that is right
there. Do it
there.
Again. Hilarious.
Hilarious. So they say Kendrick was dissing from the jump.
Right.
Drake came with push-ups.
No, push-up was good, though. Drop Me, Give Me 50 is it's a hell of a chorus. And you got that from, what's her name, right? God damn it. Mike Jones?
Yeah, Mike Jones.
Drop It, Give Me 50.
Drake gonna make you a bop.
Yeah, he's gonna make you a bop.
Drake gonna dish you and make sure they play it at the club.
Yep, and so I think that's why a lot of people not liking Kendrick, because he don't have a bop. You know what I'm saying?
But he don't have to have a bop. He's not a bopper. He's a rapper.
And he said that. He said, I like the mellow.
Yeah. And you know what I like about this whole shit? Even on a Like That verse and this one.
Yeah.
He's rapping like a mental patient. He's rapping like I'm out of my mind. Like y'all fucking with the wrong person, bro. Like I'm tripping. He on some split shit right now.
Nah, I see it.
You know what I'm saying? So he ain't trying to make no bops. He's staying in the arena that he want to play in.
Right.
Drake want to take it outside. He want the girls to be on his side. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He making the bop. You know what I'm saying? Kendrick like, nah, hold on. I want to send you in this classroom. You're going to have to listen to this shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's the difference. A little birdie told me,
uh-oh,
it's 14 more minutes left in that song.
What song?
In Euphoria.
You lying.
They say he still got 14 minutes worth of dissing.
He did a 20-minute rant on bars.
I'm fully loaded.
That's hilarious. You think Drake come back or?
So yeah, I think Drake comes back right away. He just and you know what's funny? Drake knows that Kendrick don't want to play the social media game.
Right.
So he just on social media trolling the whole time. Yeah. So I think it was Daylight that said, "All right, keep that same energy, Drake." Right. You was talking about where Kendrick at.
Right.
And Daylight said, you got like 24 hours to respond. He said something funny. It might have been like 20 minutes or some shit like that. And Drake liked it.
Right. Oh, sure.
He liked the post. So Drake like, shit, I'm right back. You know what I'm saying? So
I saw him post that clip from the movie. I hate the way you.
Nah, when Kendrick starts saying, I hate the way that you talk. I hate the way you rap. I hate the way that you dress. What's my man outside the lady window? His gear? Whack. How he talks? Whack. How he walk? Whack. Me? I'm tight as fuck. That's what that was. That was that felt like to me.
Oh my God, man.
With Kendrick.
Kendrick Lamar, man. Now, do you think Ross enter again? Do you think Drake come back at Ross? Or he just hit him with little bars? You don't think?
Everybody in the ring right now. Ross is sitting there counting money all day, chilling out. Ain't got shit to do but this all motherfucking day. Counting money, eating lemon pepper, drinking champagne, working out, counting money.
Little Yachty into the chat.
What Yachty had to say?
He tweeted, when you was out smashing them white girls, who was raising your son? I said, ooh, cheating on your wife. I said, ooh.
See, Yachty.
He tweeted that.
See, Yachty, don't come in hot like that when you ain't ready to rap about this shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, somebody got to make it personal.
Somebody said he came at Cole in the song. I didn't hear nothing, though.
He had a couple of little digs at Cole.
Wasn't nothing major. All right.
Yeah, wasn't nothing major. He says, it's three goats left, two of them on stage kissing and hugging, talking about Drake and Cole and shit.
Somebody said that was he talking about. There's only three goats left. It's him, and he was saying that's Beyonce and Jay-Z on stage kissing and hugging. That's what somebody.
That's another rabbit hole.
That's another rabbit hole.
How Beyonce get in the chat?
She a goat,
bro. All right, so you went for that.
I fell for it, bro. Hey man, we gotta come up with something when Lou take his glasses off. We gotta make this. I don't know what we do, but we gotta clip these up, man, because he does it every show when I say some bullshit.
Man, hell no.
So he wasn't talking about them. So he's calling J. Cole, and Drake the goat, but they was kissing and hugging on stage.
And he also said it's a friendly fade.
You did say it's a friendly fade.
He said it's a friendly fade. I love him. He said, I love him to death.
Right.
But I hope they my real friends, because if not, I'm YNW Melly.
Ooh, that was a cold line, bro.
Hey, now.
For the people that don't know, YN Melly
is on trial.
On trial, yeah. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Killing two of his friends. Yeah.
Yeah. Whew, nah, because cool, I heard some on the radio today. They was like, yeah, YNW Mailer killed his friends. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Hey.
Good. I think he admitted to it or something.
No, no, no. Listen, he that did. Ain't up for us to debate, brother. To debate.
You're right. We'll talk about you. Right. You're
that
right.
Ain't up for us to.
Yeah, he might come home. You're right.
Yeah, but you know what's cool about that line is on like that, he said, for this rap shit, I diss Melly Mel. YNW Melly thought that was a diss to him the first time.
Wow.
So for him to actually come back and say
his name.
He go your bar. You know what I'm saying? He go your shout out. You know what I'm saying? He spent the block with it, bro.
They said Gunna tweeted something too.
Yeah, Gunna caught a stray. Gunna caught a stray. Yeah, it's rap. It's rap. All is fair. All is fair. You caught it straight, my nigga.
So what they're saying is Drake got robbed back in, I forgot what year they said, but he got robbed for his jewelry money, and they say he supposedly had went to the cops and supposed to be paperwork out on him. That's what they're saying. It could be another rabble. Oh, you been knowing about this?
No, I don't know nothing about that. What's the problem with that?
Yeah, I feel like if I get robbed, I'm going to make a statement because.
Let's cut the bullshit.
Yeah, you got insurance on your jewelry. Man, you got to have.
If a motherfucker take something from me,
mm-hmm.
yes, I am filing a police report. That shit is expensive.
Yes, and you have to because in order for you to get it back through insurance, you got to have a police report.
So Drake appears to reference 2009 robbery on Dark Lane demo tapes track from Florida with Love. So what's the problem with that? What they trying to say? He's a snitch?
Yeah.
He's a entertainer. He's supposed to tell.
Right. But you know how they try to mix it up.
So he got robbed in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He was at a restaurant on Beatrice Street. Probably was at Soto Soto. Moments after they got in a vehicle, two armed men approached Drake, demanded his money and jewelry. 23-year-old rapper complied, giving a perpetrators. Perpetrated 2,000 cash and an Audemars Piguet watch, and a diamond chain Lil Wayne had gifted him.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. What's the...
Do you think Lil Wayne enters the chat? Because you said you signed to a man that says...
You signed that man.
Do you think Lil Wayne ever entered it? Because he never entered the chat with anybody else when it came to drinking.
Wayne ain't never... He don't have to.
Right.
He don't have to. Drake can handle his own. Drake is just fine handling his own.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Drake is at a point he's a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Even though his crew is, he's amongst giants with Nicki and right. Wayne. Like, all three of those entities can stand alone.
What happened to the other Young Money?
What you mean?
The other guy. Like, is Tigger still a part?
Tiger?
Tiger. Is Tiger still a part of?
Come on, man.
I'm just asking.
Tiger, old head.
Tiger, my fault. Is Tiger part? What's the other dude?
I think Tiger's independent now, but he's from the Young Money tree.
Right. Omarion.
Huh?
Wasn't Omarion on the hook?
He might have been.
Yeah, he was on the hook.
Yeah.
What's the other little dude?
Lil Twist.
Lil Twist. I saw him on a reality show.
Twist is still trying mm-hmm. to do his thing.
And I think it's somebody else. Light-skinned guy, tatted face. What's his name? God damn.
Gutter Gutter?
Gutter Gutter, yeah. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Gutter Gutter. He got new artists, too. Euro. Euro Fire. Fuck, I'm going to be so mad because he got a white artist. Dude dope as shit. And I can't think of his name.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's somebody else on Young Money we don't really think about a lot.
Oh, here they go right here.
Oh, yeah. Jay Mills.
Oh, I forgot about Jay Mills.
Mac Main. I remember Chanel.
I do remember Chanel, too.
Honey Cocaine.
Well, Mac Main, he don't rap or nothing, right? He just...
Mac is the management.
Yeah, management, yeah.
Yeah, Corey Guns. But, yeah.
I forgot about Corey Guns.
Fuck, what was we even talking about?
Young Money. Saying if Lil Wayne was going to the chat.
Yeah, he ain't.
But you said no. All right.
Nah, he ain't gonna get into that shit. But I mean, listen.
That can be a bar though.
At this point, nothing surprises me.
Right.
This shit is a Royal Rumble right now.
It is.
It's a Royal Rumble. Ross is in there. Mm-hmm. Yachty is in there now. Mm-hmm. I'm even seeing the West Coast guys, J-Rock having something to say, Schoolboy Q, having something to say.
They're
on
all
Twitter.
Back in LA, bro. That's one thing about West Coast, you got to give it to them. Man.
Yeah, when it's wartime, yeah, they when it's wartime, other. LA goes stand up. Other. I like it. Let everybody get in the ring. Fuck it. Duke it out. J. Cole got up out of there, though. J. Cole said this shit fucking with my chakras.
My chakras is off.
Listen, my vibe is off. This shit is disrupting my peace.
Yo, I can't wait to his next interview.
Who, Cole?
Yeah, he probably not even going to do one, though.
Come on, Cole. Come sit with us, bro. It's a safe space.
Yeah.
We kick it like you kick it, man. Very low key. You know, underground lounge. We turn the lights down and shit.
Yeah, matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to try to
I heard
to send
you fuck
out.
With the hookah. We'll light a hookah for you and shit.
The first show of the underground lounge, light up a hookah.
You got to got down. Nah, I bet you there's some podcasts out there, motherfuckers, having hookahs.
I'm talking about the underground. I ain't talking about the other podcast. I'm sure the other podcast. Shoot, our radio show.
Y'all be smoking.
Wayne be smoking hookahs, bro.
Why y'all?
Yeah, why we interviewing people? He be smoking hookahs, man. So I don't
who
doubt
be
for,
that. Hold up. Who be on? Who's on set changing code?
He do it himself.
He just get up. Commercial breaks, he get up and go put three new codes on it.
Because we got a two-hour show, and we have an intermission. For the commercials, for the sponsors and all that. So when he do the sponsors, that's when he walk off.
And they
hey, eat his Coles and all that.
This show brought to you by Coca-Cola.
Ah, we should have a whole gang on here one day, too.
That'd be dope, man. Yeah. Get all the cups over here.
I'll get a whole gang on here one show.
Everybody
they be
out.
Talking shit about me too on the radio now.
What?
He don't give a fuck about this show no more. He got the underground lounge now. Yo, so
that, hey, look, that mean we making noise, player. That mean we making noise, player. Let him hate. We making noise.
What up? It's Lou Will. Welcome to the Underground Lounge. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch down to the sole. I remember being in high school, the first pair of shoes that I received from eBay, I had to have the Jordan 3 Cements. Made me feel unstoppable. I wore them for like 3 weeks straight. So whatever you add next to your lineup, head over to eBay. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games about your sneaker game. Just look for that blue check mark, ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Who was your favorite teammate on the court? And who was your favorite teammate off the court, or is it the same person?
My favorite teammate on the court, off the court. Damn, man, that's a broad question. I got a few real brothers, few real brotherhoods that came out of me being in the league, man. DeMar DeRozan, Kyle Lowry, Amir Johnson, Chuck Hayes, Pat Bev, man, Trae Young, Paul George, James Harden, SGA.
Where y'all play together?
James
at?
Johnson,
who that? Houston,
yeah. Man, I got bonds with so many guys for so many different reasons. But on the court, Montrezl Harrell. I gotta throw Trez in there.
Trez.
Yeah, that's my little brother. On the court, man, I fucking really loved playing with Paul George, bro.
PG?
Yeah, that was like my favorite person to play with on some basketball.
Was that
shit.
One or 2 years?
Shit, two.
It was two?
Yeah. PG was one of my favorite people to play with. Now, as far as chemistry goes,
yeah.
Like me, Pat Bev, and Trez,
yeah.
I feel like we could conquer the world with us three. Yeah. Like, it wasn't no mountain we couldn't climb with us three. Like, our confidence and our arrogance was just sky high with us three on the floor.
Right, right.
But just somebody, I was like, damn, this nigga here. Like, because I always say, if I was 6'8", I'd be Paul George.
Paul George.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how my game is. Like, I play slow.
Right.
I get to my spots. I make tough shots. Mm-hmm. I'm able to get to the rim. If I get to the rim, I can finish.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I always was like, if I was that size, PG would probably be okay. Somebody that my game would probably look like. PG was probably one of my favorite people to play with. My whole Toronto crew, I've always talked about them publicly.
Yeah, yeah.
How they changed my life, changed my career just by being supportive of me.
Because you got to get up out of there.
Yeah, I thought I was done. But Kyle, Debo, Amir, Chuck Hayes. And you know what's crazy, man? I gotta do this, and we gotta clip this up because yeah. I want my brother to get his flowers. I always talk about my Toronto years, and I never mentioned James Johnson. I never mentioned James Johnson. And man, me and him got so fucking tight on the Toronto Raptors, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
he's still in the league?
Yeah, he with Indiana.
He with Indiana? Yes?
Yeah, he with Indiana.
I haven't watched the game. I gotta watch
it. Yeah, he with Indiana, but man, that's a person that I developed a genuine friendship with, dog. Like, I fuck with James Johnson. Is he off a little bit?
Say a little off.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah.
No, but you want him to be, you want somebody like that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's what the Sixers need, bro. We ain't got nobody.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this publicly because he gonna laugh when I tell the story. I don't feel like I'm violated by telling the story. I know he gonna laugh. But James Johnson has actually knocked the nigga out for me before, vet.
Oh wow.
For no reason at all.
They say he one of the ones you don't wanna mess with. They say
he kicked the backboard. I seen it with my own two eyes. He real black belt. His father is an esteemed.
Oh, this is real.
No, this is real. Like, ain't no street shit.
Right.
This is, I will kick your face off shit.
I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, he's an actual black belt in the karate world.
No funny jokes.
No funny jokes.
Me,
no, he really got
I
hands.
I met him.
Yeah, James got hands and feet.
Yeah.
He got hands and feet. But man, we was somewhere in Canada, bro. We was outside of Toronto. I know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But we was just in some kind of club. You know, when we lived in Canada, we just used to find shit to get into.
Right, right.
You know, so, you know, they were like, it's a party going. It's a dope-ass club in this little town you ain't familiar with. Mm-hmm. We'll take the drive. Fuck it. What else we going to do? You know what I'm saying? So, bro, we in this club, and we partying. Everything is cool. Everybody know we in there.
Mm-hmm.
We partying and
is
shit.
Is it just y'all two or other
no,
teammates?
It's a bunch of us.
Okay.
It's a bunch of us. I'm only going to incriminate me and James.
Right, right.
It's a bunch of us. But a dude walked up to me. And he was trying to show me some love.
Right.
But I guess he was a little too excited for James' liking. So the dude like, yo, Lou Will, what's up, man? Boom! Hit his ass.
Whoa, hit him.
We both looked at Buddy. James said, all right, man, I'm going to fuck with you. I'm out of here. Gave me a dap and casually walked out the club.
Hold on, talk about. We got to run this back. Hold on. So he just said, what's up, Lou, kind of loud. That was it?
It was a trigger. It must have been a trigger.
What's up, Lou?
It triggered him.
How you going to walk by me and don't say what's up to me first? The hell wrong
yeah,
with you,
but he knocked man's out and Damn. Got the fuck out of there. But that's the type of teammate and friend James
So
Johnson
he got up out of there.
Team.
Y'all stayed, though.
Hell yeah, I stayed. I ain't do nothing shit. You know?
Security just scooped him up, got him out of there.
Yeah, listen, it was a blur. It was a blur from then on, but nothing happened. Like
nothing happened, right?
It wasn't like a commotion or they turned the lights on or security ran over there. It wasn't like none of that. It just get him up and the party kept going. The music didn't go off or nothing. It was just
am I tripping? He just said, "What's up, Lou?" And boop, that was it.
Yes, nigga. Yes.
So he ain't really knock him out for you.
He knocked him out about me.
Oh, about you, yeah. I thought maybe somebody stepped to you or something.
It was no problem.
Oh,
it was no
God.
Nothing. I'm scared to see if it's an actual problem. but he wanted them. He wanted
one
them
of
type
those.
Of
That's
brothers.
What's up.
Yeah,
That's what's
we
up.
Got a we got a little inside joke. I be saying we was on the team and the coach wasn't playing us.
Yeah.
Me and him weren't getting no player time. So I used to be at the end of the bench like, they want my goal. They want my goal. So anytime he hit me, he'd be like, they want my
Hilarious.
Goal. You know what I'm saying? But shout out to James. I wanted to give my brother his proper respects and his love because I always mention my Toronto days
and
what them brothers did for me. And I never say nothing about James Johnson. So.
That's what's up. Shout out James Johnson. Black belt.
Yeah. So long story short.
Yeah.
Favorite teammates on the court,
mm-hmm.
Paul George, Pat Bev, Trez, James. I even throw James in there. We had a fucking ball playing together. Off the court, me and Pat spent a lot of time together.
You and Pat, okay.
Yeah, me and Pat spent a lot of time together. And we wasn't even in the shit. We was just, go sit at the bar.
Sit at the bar, chill.
Go sit at the bar, have some drinks, you know. But it was just, it was consistent, you know. Me and Pat really kicked it, you know. I got to know his family. He got to know my family. He done been in my crib. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's
New Wilville. I saw him pull up at one of the pool parties.
Yeah, he's gone out of his way to pull up and come to the crib, you know. So that's a different level of friendship with me, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Last time I was in Philly, I was courtside and by the team or whatever. Pat, what up, baby? He just looked at me. Then went back to the court. I said, damn, what's going on? He locked in. Okay, he locked in. At the end of the game, nigga texted me. Yo, well, I got to pull up on you, man. You know, it wasn't nothing personal, man. I had to lock in, though. I said, I already got it. But he pulled up on me. Had some drinks at the bar. We chilled. Shout out to Pat, though. It's my guy.
Man, Pat used to sit directly across from each other in the locker room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so everybody prepares for games different.
Right.
You know, so my routine, I pretty much had my shit was timed. Like, I had to be timed. Like, my nap was until 4:45. I get in the car at 5:15. Oh, wow. I'm on the court at 6:25. All my shit is
timed out. So you don't take a nap at the court. You take a nap at home, and then
I take a nap at home.
Okay.
Yeah, I eat the same thing. So my whole day is to the minute, for real.
Minute. Wow.
You know, on game days. And so Pat would know that. But I always had 5 minutes from 75 on the court, from 80 to 75. So basically, an hour, 15 minutes before the game.
Right.
I had 5 minutes to fuck around. You know what I'm saying? For 5 minutes, so from 80 to 75.
Yeah, you had five. That's
it. I'm at my locker, and I'm on Instagram, Twitter, or I'm texting the girl that I'm with at the time or whatever. And that's my 5 minutes to unwind for a minute.
Right.
And in them 5 minutes, I always used to feel this fucking heat. Coming from across the room, bruh. And I'd be on my phone or something. I might have a smirk on my face or something.
Yeah.
And I look up, and Pat just fucking staring at me like.
He mad at that five that you taking to yourself?
But this is what I come to learn.
Yeah.
That's a moment of time when he's shutting everything down. See what I'm saying?
Right.
Pat, he's shutting the world out.
Right, okay.
That's when he putting his phone up.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Time, you know, wartime to him, and for me, I'm
you on the phone, so.
I approach games different. I need a moment to decompress.
Right.
All right, here we go. This shit about to be emotional. His fans gonna be loud.
Yeah.
I got, you know, cause a lot go into pro games. You know what I'm saying? It ain't just us going out there and hooping.
Right.
You got a game plan that you got to follow. Mm-hmm. You might have specific things that you got to do out there.
Right.
So they might say, Lou, we need you to make sure you double box out on Embiid this game.
Right.
Leave your man because he gonna get back anyway.
Right.
So we need you to double down on Embiid. Or hey, be mindful when you guarding the corners, you gonna be the help man in the middle of the floor. I know you're not usually down there. That's gonna be a different spot for you, but because you guarding a different, instead of guarding a two guard tonight, we might put you on the four because he ain't trying to score nothing and he's standing in the corner. So we gonna have you stand in the corner with him. So. If you're the low man, just be mindful of that. So it's game to game, your job's changed.
It's different, right.
You know what I'm saying? And so in that moment, that's when Pat is basically locking in. But for me, I'm just – this is my deep breath moment. And I just always feel him. And he just be like, where you at with it? I say, boy, I'm wherever you at. I'm wherever you at. You know what I'm saying? And that's how me and him communicated.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he always just used to stare at me. He'd be like, you here tonight? I'm like, hell yeah, I'm here tonight. And honestly, sometimes he'd be like, where you at with it?
Yeah.
Like, tonight ain't my night. Say less.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
That's how teammates really bond. Okay.
Yeah, shit, you figure 4 games in 5 nights, nigga. You
that's
in Salt Lake City, Utah on a Wednesday.
Getting called a nigger. You got to lock in, baby. You got to lock in, man.
Hey, and you know what? We're going to keep that because that is an authentic experience. Yeah. Y'all don't want us fucking talking about it? Stop doing it. Fuck that.
Who got the craziest routine that you seen? Who got the craziest routine?
Man, everybody got some weird ass shit.
Some weird shit.
Everybody got weird shit going on, man. And niggas is particular about it, so I ain't gonna like go into detail about nobody.
Right. You gotta say their name or nothing, just whatever they did.
I see a lot, but you'll be surprised, man. It's a lot. Like, you got guys that's in there praying.
Mm-hmm.
You got guys in there in their Bible.
Oh wow.
You got guys that gotta talk to their kids. You got guys that want to talk to their favorite hoe. That's how they get going.
Favorite hoe.
I'm just keeping it gangster with you.
Number one.
I'm just keeping it. You're going to be watching tonight, you know, the motherfucking, what's my man, show me the money.
Show me the money, Cuba.
What was his name?
On the show.
What was his name?
God damn it. Jerry Maguire, you talking about?
Jerry Maguire.
What's his damn name?
You got guys like that, yeah. Flamboyant.
Right, right.
You know, shit. You got motherfuckers that don't take nothing serious. What we doing after the game, nigga? Right, right. Shit. Man, fuck this shit. What we going outside? You know, you got them guys, but you got the injured motherfuckers. So my whole shit, my routine was, I got there. Soon as I get in, I'm going to eat. Mm-hmm. So I usually have like a little salad, fruit salad, or a little piece of chicken or something like that.
Because nothing heavy, though.
Nothing heavy. Yeah. My heaviest meal is going to be breakfast.
Breakfast, okay.
Yeah, so my heaviest meal is breakfast. I would eat a big breakfast. Mm-hmm. And then when I get to the arena, I would have a snack.
Okay.
So I go from my snack, I'll change, massage. Mm-hmm. I used to get massage, then back to the table. No, massage to the floor.
Yeah.
Floor to get my shots. Shots to the training room. Training room, I'm getting stretched. Mm. Getting everything activated. The end of my career, the last like 10 years of my career, I didn't tape.
You didn't tape? Oh, yeah, wow.
I did ankle braces.
Okay. I was wondering if you could wear an ankle brace. I was wondering that.
Yeah, I used to do braces.
Okay.
I used to do braces, and then eventually my last 3 years, I didn't wear nothing at all.
Oh, wow.
I got to a place where I was comfortable with my body. That yeah. I didn't wear nothing at all. So I went, massage, court, training room, chill, film for me, team meeting.
Yeah.
We go out on the floor, team meeting at 40. We go out on the floor at 20.
Mm-hmm.
I used to take a shit.
You had to get that snack out or that big breakfast out?
A lot of times it was just, you better go
like
now.
A little nerves or something.
Ain't
get it
no,
out.
Yeah, you ain't got another opportunity to go for another 3-4 hours because you figure you're gonna play the game, you're gonna go to dinner, you're gonna go outside. You know, sometimes it's just literally part of the routine. You just go sit there.
Just sit there. Yeah.
Sit there. You got 5 minutes for that. 5 minutes, jump up.
I've been afforded to be able to be at a lot of NBA player dinners and stuff like that. That's like y'all thing, dinners.
Okay.
Like either you, after the game.
Let me see where you going.
Huh? Well, no, I'm just saying. Is that part of like a routine? No, I'm not.
You got to eat.
I know you got to eat.
I just told you I only eat breakfast,
I
nigga.
Know that, but
I got to get something to eat.
But it's like that's y'all thing. Like whenever I'm in the city and let's say I got a show and somebody find out I'm there. Yo, I'm going to pull up. Yo, we're going to have this dinner. Then we'll go to your show. All right, bet. But every time I talk to a player, it's always, yo, let's do dinner. Then let's go here. Like it's always.
Because you in a city, you don't know what's really happening, right?
Right.
So you're going to get there. The only thing to do is we're going to land at 5:30, 6:00.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nothing to do but dinner or if something is going on in the city.
Right.
Or go outside.
Right. No, I just noticed that. It's always a dinner, bro. No matter what, it's always a dinner. No matter what city. Oklahoma. I went to Oklahoma one time. I was like, yo, meet me here at this. It was a restaurant right across the street from the.
It's going to be a steakhouse or something.
Yeah. It's always. I'm trying to think. Who. Who always, how can I say it? I'm not gonna say always. Who's your cheapest teammate?
Shit.
Nigga said everybody.
I had a bunch of them. But I was raised by the GOAT. Raised by AI. So
right.
I always thought I'd rather pay to be comfortable than uncomfortable trying to be cheap.
Being the cheat, right.
Yeah, but I don't play with some guys that run out on tabs.
Run out on
shit.
Tabs? Oh.
Yeah, they run out on tabs. Oh. Everybody ain't raised the same.
Right,
man.
Right. That's true.
Yeah, but then you find some real ones, though. Like, you'll find some teammates, they might not drink or nothing, but they might buy a couple bottles.
Right.
Just be like, hey, can my wife sit down?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Love, right.
Like, if we going out together, yo, the table going to be $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
It's five of us.
Right.
We'll bust that down plus the tip. Everybody put $700 in.
$700, right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? That way we pay for the table and you getting a big dog tip.
Yeah.
That's when you're doing it right.
Right.
Then when you're doing it wrong, when a motherfucker be like, hey, just put it on your card, I get with you tomorrow. That's when you know You know what I'm
bullshit.
Yeah, niggas on some bullshit, you know, but.
Because I remember one time, man, I ain't going to say the player name, but he was, you know, he was new. I think he was probably second or third year.
No, say that shit.
He was on his first contract.
Say that shit.
I ain't going to say his name, man. So.
Now you PG-13.
All right. Shout out Rondell Hollis Jefferson. Is it Rondell?
All right.
Hollis Jefferson or Rondell Jefferson?
That's not
Jefferson,
your real friend. We're going to have to edit this. Come on, keep going, though.
Hollis Jefferson, RHJ. Rondell Hollis Jefferson, my guy. So,
My guy.
So, we was in
Miami. I don't know your name.
We was in Miami.
My guy.
we was in Miami one time. He said, yo, I see y'all got a show here. Can I pull up?
Oh,
I said,
Miami tabs get pull different.
Pull up. Yeah, so he pulled up to the show. He said, yo, what y'all about to do? I said, man, we probably hit a club or something. He said, man, just hit me. Let me know, man. I want to pull up too. So, all right. So, I hit him. I said, yeah, we about to be on to the show now. I'm able to go to the club now. He said, yo, y'all got a table?
I
said,
yeah. I wish I would have never asked you who.
I said, yeah, I got a table. He said, all right, man, I'm going to just come to y'all table because none of my old heads want to come out. I was like, none of your old heads? What are you talking about, man? But, you know, he came to our table and he drank. And, you know, I thought he'd give a little something, but he got on out of there.
He caught a buddy pass. Yeah. He caught a buddy pass. And look, that's strategic.
Right. I wasn't mad at him. That's my youngin'.
Yeah, that's strategic. Yeah. But you got. For me, I'm not going to do that unless you absolutely my mans.
Right.
Like, if you my real friend.
Yeah.
Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, nigga, I'll give you some money when I give you some money. Right. Like, nigga, we real friends.
Right, that's how it is.
But if we got a working business relationship.
Yeah.
I prefer to.
Go ahead and handle that before we even get to the club.
Yeah, like, I'll probably not even kick it with you.
Mm.
You know, I might not even, I'd rather pay the whole thing.
Right.
And sit there by myself before I even let.
All these
you know what I'm saying,
like
and, yeah. But on the same time, I'm capping because at the same time, it's a read for me. Like if I can read, if your energy, if I meet you or you and I know like you're a young boy
right.
And you like, what you doing tonight, OG?
Right.
I pull up with you. If I feel like your energy is in good faith,
yeah,
I rock with you.
Okay.
Other than that, I prefer to do my own
do
shit.
Your own thing. All right.
Yeah.
Cause I've noticed that too. I be saying teammates, they all got their own table. I'm like, why don't just sit together? And
you got to think, bro. That shit is work. This ain't no clubhouse, bro. That shit not a clubhouse. It's not what you think it is. You got 12 motherfuckers. Think about it. You might be on the team. You 35. The star player is 19. Y'all niggas
right.
not hanging out.
Y'all ain't hanging out, right?
That's y'all true. Not hanging out. So right. if y'all in the same club together. We on two different.
I didn't know. Yeah, we on man, it was coming tonight.
Yeah, we on two different itineraries, right. Bro. You know what I'm saying?
Y'all we speak?
You might holler like, yeah. But you might get that rare joint where I walk in the club and you like, damn, he ain't got damn.
Why you hit me, bro?
Yeah. Listen, I'm on a whole nother page.
Cause I started to hit you last night, but I was like, nah, I think my man Ty, he gonna chill. You gotta get.
Yeah, I ain't shit. I ain't been outside.
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks now.
I'm ready though. I'm ready. I got a long weekend ahead of me though.
Got a long weekend?
Yeah. You want to do something?
Tonight?
Well, yeah. Come on.
Yeah, we ain't got to say it, but yeah. We can do something.
All right.
I was out last night, the night before. I was in Magic City Monday night. Woo.
Yes, sir. I ain't been home in a month of Sundays. I can't wait to get back.
Hey, man, I haven't been there on a Monday in a long time.
It's different than the nights we like to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah, I was at the bar. Yeah.
Yeah.
Your favorite spot.
You should have. Yeah, you know, I love the bar.
Yeah.
I'd be there by myself.
I was right there on the corner. Me, yeah. Rugs, and Baller. Chains. Two Chains was over there, too.
Oh, yeah.
We were chilling.
Everybody by themselves.
Yeah.
That's what you love about Atlanta.
Bruh.
Everybody by yourself. But wherever you go, you know you're going to know somebody.
Right.
I'm going to be cool.
As soon as we pulled up, Rugs pulled up. Oh! Then Baller said, I'm going to have y'all at the corner of the bar. Sorry, bet. Then Two Chains walked up. We all just chilling in the corner having a good time. It was a good old time.
Yeah, that's the spot right there.
Yeah, shouts out to Magic City, man. I know if you haven't watched, go watch the video when we interviewed Mr. Magic and Juju on episode 2. It was episode 2. Come on, player. Come on now. You sure?
It might have been 3, though.
2 or 3. 2 or 3. One of them. It was one of them. But make sure y'all check it out. That actually got the most views so far out of all the videos. Yeah, we hop in the car. Sometimes it's car service. Depends on the city. Whenever it's New York, it's car service. Whenever it's Vegas, it's car service. When it's like Raleigh, North Carolina, we rent and then we just drive. Mm-hmm. So it depends on the city and how it's going to be. So rock star style, land, jet, SUV, get in, go to the five-star hotel, enjoy your night.
Mm-hmm.
Show afterwards, probably do a party. Kev don't really party like that no more. So it'd really just be me.
He just went viral for being at Red Martini at Atlanta.
That's, the R&B nights.
That, you know what that look gave me? That look gave me like, you don't get this fucking camera out my face. That's what that was. Like
It was.
Like whoever was recording, I got enough respect for you
right.
to not trip.
Yeah.
But if you don't get this fucking phone out of my face, I ain't sign up for this shit. That's what I read from his energy on that.
Yeah, so he said he had a good time though. But he said, you know me, bro, I don't like the clubs, man. It's like a fish tank, man. Everybody just staring at me. So I get it. So he don't really club.
How many
like
bottles can you bust?
True. That is true. So now, outside of Kev, like this weekend, I got to go to Raleigh. We got shows in Raleigh this weekend. Raleigh Durham. So, first class, I'm a land, no rental car.
You Uber.
I'm an Uber. Probably won't be a five-star in Raleigh. So it's probably going to be a good 3.5 to 4, maybe. I don't think Raleigh has nothing major like that. So check in, chill, do the show, after the show.
You know, the fact that you don't have this organized already tells me the difference in the experiences.
Nah, everything is organized when we're with Kev. Everything is organized.
Yeah.
Bop, bop, bop. 6 o'clock downstairs in the lobby. We leaving. Group chat popping. Me and Naeem.
Has the entourage grew?
Huh? No.
Is it still just y'all? Still just us. That's fucking impressive.
It is. I ain't gonna lie, that's fucking impressive.
Usually all rock stars got somebody with the drugs that travel with them.
With the what?
Yeah. So, yeah, that's, I'm impressed.
I'm not gonna incriminate nobody, but yeah, that's stuff on deck. That's stuff on deck.
I didn't expect you to say that. what I expected you to say was like, nah, hell nah.
That's stuff on all deck. Right. Yeah, it's the Underground Lounge, baby.
Cool. So with this, all right, I like to know. What
shrooms, weed.
This for the group.
For the group, yeah.
This is for the group.
For the group, not just for one person.
Yeah, because you know this shit'll get, this shit.
Oh, Kev is on. Oh, listen up. No,
they'll put a Sonic the Hedgehog spin on this shit. Kev do what?
He don't dabble nothing but his Grand Cormino tequila. That's it. But here and there, I may dabble in a few things. You know.
What's your drug of choice?
It'll be weed.
Yeah.
It'll be weed.
Hell yeah.
Here and there, I do like a shroom or two just to take it to the next level.
Understood.
But I don't do the mollies. Did it before, then like
can't, you can't do nothing in pill form no more.
Yeah. Because now you don't know if that shit is in there. What's the shit?
Fetty Wap.
I was dying over that. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's it. That's all I do. And alcohol.
Yeah, I respect that.
And I'm going on a 30-day. Starting today, I'm doing 30 days.
Hey, you ain't got to lie to these folks.
Huh? I'm not lying.
You're not going to make it.
I'm going to make it.
It's your fourth cleanse this season.
It probably is. May 1st to June 1st, we got a bet going on, me with the trainer man, Boss, Ryan Boss Everline.
Boss, I'm on your side.
I'm doing 30 days.
I actually want a side bet.
A side bet. We're doing 30 days. I'm not drinking no alcohol. I'm not eating no sugar, no bread, no pasta. And I'm going to try to do two of these. I got to lose 15 pounds in 30 days.
Don't go back to Atlanta.
I got to go to Atlanta on the 17th.
Talking about no carbs, no sugar, no alcohol. You can't survive in Atlanta without that shit. What?
Y'all ain't got no faith in me, man?
Fuck no.
Yo, that's cold.
Fuck no.
What we betting on the side then? What we betting on the side?
We bet some on the side.
We bet some on the side? Bet.
Yeah. Look how he hitting the water. He drinking that. He drinking water. He drink his water like it's alcohol.
It's a little so slip.
It's all in the mind. Hey, it's all in the mind, Spank. Fuck it, man.
Oh, hey, my God.
30 days.
Well, I can drink, but I got to lose 15 pounds. So I feel like if I stop drinking, that's going to help. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have to stop. I can take a shot here
see,
and there.
See. There you go.
No, I'm just
saying. That's part one of being unsuccessful in your journey. He's trying to rationalize not going cold turkey. He's trying to, you can't do it,
Spank. Hey, man, pregnant women can drink a wine
a
day.
You're not a pregnant woman.
I know that, but everybody got rules.
You worse than one. Nigga, I hang with you. I know you, nigga. I know you. We got habits. I know you.
Oh man, I remember that time in Atlanta when I landed. He said, "Meet me at the crib." Well, the crib is Magic City. I met him at the crib, the office, whatever you call it. I pull up. I said, "Man, I'm not drinking, man." "Oh man, take a shot. I'm not drinking." Man, I think he probably did three offers on the third offer. I said, "All right, man, come on, give me the damn shot." And I was like day two or day three.
And it didn't take much.
It did. It did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't see you making it 30. You want to get down 50. Listen,
yeah.
I'm all for black men and their health. Health as well. I'm ready to get back in shape. I've been enjoying retirement a little too much.
Okay.
It's time to goddamn lock back in.
You going back on the court or just go get a gym?
In some capacity. In some not capacity. Like no real shit. Like, you'll probably find me at 24-hour fitness or some shit.
Oh, what?
Yeah, where you think I'm going to play it?
I just thought, man, nigga, get a gym, nigga.
Oh, yeah, on some regular shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I ain't think you'll be at 24-hour fitness. I heard they be
You ever been to Edmonton, Canada?
Yeah, performed there.
How you enjoy it?
It was cool. It wasn't nothing special, but it was cool. We going back July, I think, 13th. They trying to book me for a party afterwards.
That's what's up. Yeah, okay.
Why you bring up Edmonton? Like,
I had an offer to come out there. Mm-hmm. I'm considering.
Oh, what?
I'm the type of person, though, like,
they got a league over there?
Nah, I'm just, nigga, I am in the exhibition.
You about to get your Floyd Mayweather.
I'm in the exhibition category of shit right now. You know, when it get a little weird, like, what the fuck Lou doing out there with the Harlem Globetrotters? I'm in that, you know.
Okay, I got you.
I'm in that space right now. I might pop up as some. I might be as a nigga in the Philippines doing some bullshit.
What is Luke doing here, man?
Yeah,
you in that space? I got you.
Yeah, I'm in that space where I'm getting offered a bunch of fucking money to just be to places I ain't supposed to fucking be at.
But you gonna do it sometimes? Yeah, you might be okay. Nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I was asking.
Yeah, I was just there last year, but we're going back, I think July 13th, 14th, somewhere around there, because I know somebody hit me about doing an after party. So I said, yeah, that's dope. That's my game. But I don't know if I'm going to do the after party now, because now I'm hearing it's the weekend we're going to be in Vegas. So it's weird. Nigga, we doing the 13th in Vegas, then I think the 14th Edmonton, then the 15th in Vegas. I said, bro, why would you put Edmonton in the middle of Vegas?
It's right there.
Yeah, it is. So he said we're going to go do the show, then right after the show, we just come right back to Vegas.
What's the problem?
I said, all right, bet. But now I can't do the party, though. I can't make my little couple dollars. Yeah, yeah. I want to make my little couple dollars on the side. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
Shit, put that shit on red, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, I could still make the money and just leave in the morning and come back to Vegas, though.
What'd you think about the Lovers and Friends Fest? You was hating when we talked about it on the phone.
Because I can't go. I'm working. I'm being
wrong. I caught you. He told, that shit really ain't going to be all okay, that. I said, nigga, you just want to go.
Nah, a couple people don't hit me saying they're going and stuff like that. I was like, all right, bet.
It's going to be a vibe. I'm going out there. I took a break from coaching my team. I had some money out there, mm-hmm. But I took a break from coaching my team for a weekend because that shit get real. Oh,
definitely do.
So I needed a little break. I needed a little weekend. So this was the perfect time.
There you go.
You know, for me to decompress from that.
Going out there with Entourage or how you going out there?
Nah, I don't move like that no more.
Oh.
Nah, I don't move like that no more. Real light.
Okay.
Super light. I'm in that space. I'm gonna pull up, I guarantee. I'm gonna know some people. We gonna link up.
Yeah.
And we gonna get strong together.
Okay.
All right. And shit, that's how we kicking it.
Get strong together.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because I'm at the age I'm not worried about my safety when it comes to random interactions with people. You know what I'm saying? Like, right. I ain't got no smoke with nobody, I ain't got no issues. I ain't hiding from nothing.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
That's
where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I'm not hiding from nothing. I'm at an age where I can kind of just enjoy shit for what it is.
Yeah.
I don't need to be accommodated as strongly as I usually am with an entourage and all that shit. And you got to pay for that shit, man.
Oh, for sure. You used to have security. I remember you told a story about
his security lost his job
on himself.
Here's my theory.
Yeah.
My theory is, I carry myself in a way, I don't want to talk about this shit too much because I fuck around and conjure up the energy. Next thing you know, I got some niggas on my ass about some shit.
For some bullshit.
How I carry myself, I don't really acquire a lot of attention.
You're not bringing no negative energy around.
And I'm always on pivot.
Right.
Like, I'm always gauging energy. You know what I'm saying? Even sometimes you might catch me in CVS, and if you walk up to me and I feel like you aggressive, I'm going to be aggressive first.
In CVS?
Anywhere. Just so you can understand, like, how this interaction going to go however you think
not
it's going.
Not in the feminine hygiene aisle, is it?
Nah, like, if you walk up to me and your posture
you
a little
tell
different.
How, yeah, I got
you. I'm what's up?
No, I feel you.
I'm first.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Like, no, bro. I was just
and then we can keep moving with that. But if you make me feel like I'm about to fight myself out of this situation.
Right.
I'm aggressive with you first.
So that's what James Johnson probably felt when y'all was.
That's
in the
probably
club.
What he. that's probably what the energy gave him that particular time.
And he
knocked Holmes out. I probably wish I wouldn't have said that because dude probably like, that's who hit me. That's who the fuck hit me in that club that night.
It's been a minute. Ain't nothing.
But no, I just had this thing. If you're looking for that type of energy, it's gonna find you.
It's gonna
you.
Come, yeah, for
it's
sure.
It's gonna find
sure.
you. So I just been moving in a way that I've been able to be okay with traveling by myself or traveling with one other person or this or that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I am. I usually travel by myself, bro.
Yeah.
I actually
wanna take a trip by myself somewhere overseas and really start.
Now you're going too far. By yourself overseas?
Because I've never even considered the thought of doing that. Yeah. I've always been in a cocoon of an entourage,
right.
Always traveling with somebody, always leaning on somebody to do something for me. But I've learned in scenarios where I'm by myself, I tend to just be perfectly fine. I don't have no confusion, no miscommunications. I ain't late for shit.
Right. You on your own.
My tab ain't high. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times when I'm by myself, people accommodate me
because I am by myself.
Yeah. Like, it's on us tonight, Mr. Williams.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I want to get in that space of traveling more. I'm going to start slow, though. Like, I'm going to go, like, to a Miami or a Dallas somewhere by myself.
Right.
And then I'm going to take my talents
overseas
somewhere.
I've done those. Like, I'll probably go to Miami in, like, 2 weeks. I'm going to go for a couple
And you'll
days.
Go by yourself?
Yeah, I'll go by myself. Yeah.
See, like, I don't think I've ever been to, like, a Miami or a New York or, like, places that I like to go. I don't think I've ever been in places by myself.
Think about it. When I met up with you in Miami that time, I was by myself. I'm always by myself, bro.
I guess you're
Before
right.
I was rolling with, you know, a guy, but, you know, shit happened. But, you know, still good, though. But, you know what I'm saying? Now I'm basically be rolling by myself, though.
Yeah,
that's how I am.
I'm gonna try it out, bro.
Yeah, it's cool. I ain't gonna lie. I'm
gonna try it out. I'm on some Anthony Bourdain shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wanna get to know myself. You know what I'm saying?
There's nothing wrong with it, brother. You can do that, brother.
I'm gonna see what's going on out there. If you go one place in the world by yourself, where would you go?
One place in the world by myself.
Don't say no freaky shit, man.
I was definitely thinking of brothels and stuff.
I knew
like
you.
That.
I knew. That's
thinking.
Why I went on and took it off the table.
I was definitely thinking of brothels.
Because the first thought, I was like, he going to say Brazil.
Oh, no, I definitely want to go back. I want to go to the Eagles home opener, though. I'm trying to figure it out now.
Where is it?
It's Brazil.
Oh, huh? How they home opener in Brazil?
I mean,
it's even worse
opener.
That I said where that's at,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Not home opener, season
I'm glad you
opener.
Said it was somewhere My different than where the fuck it's supposed to be at. I was like, that's a dumbass question, but I'm going to keep moving.
The season opening playing against the Browns, September, I forgot.
The Browns and the Eagles in Brazil?
In Brazil. I think it's called Sao Paulo. It's like an hour or 2 hours away from Rio. But, I'm thinking about going. So far, it's not on the schedule that we got shows, so I might can still do it. So I will probably go there. But I know somebody over there that's from Philly. He done moved over there. He done learned the language and anything. He done took care of me the last time I went. So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And when you say take care of you in Brazil.
Yeah.
What is that like? Because I've heard rumors about Brazil.
Mm-hmm. They true. But no, Brazil is a dope trip, though. But I might go for the game, though. That's probably be my next trip. Oh, well,
I mean,
we got motivated. Yeah. We got a what's the name trip, too, coming up. Mykonos. We'll go to Mykonos in the summertime.
I'd like to go.
All right, pull up. I'll let you know the dates and all that off air.
I don't know if I want to go with y'all.
Why not?
They say Mykonos is like some sexy shit.
It is?
That's what they say. And don't they say like... Yeah, like Greece is like on some romantic
everybody
shit.
Bringing the wives.
I don't think
and all
that's
that.
Where we go for the homies.
Yeah, everybody
all
bringing
that $40 shit we got going on.
I think that's where everybody they taking the wives and all, because Cavs be there and all that. So all the wives. I said, can I bring a young lady?
Oh, I qualify again.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to bring a young lady. I got to figure out who I'm going to bring, though. I don't know how I'm going to
bring. There you go. There you go, muddy in the water.
Yeah, I gotta see him.
You gotta get at least consistent a little bit with her.
Yeah, I do.
Before Mika knows.
Yeah, because I think we'll be out there for like 4 or 5 days, too. Yeah.
Woo woo.
4 or 5 days.
You ever been to Santorini?
Nah.
You ever been to, goddamn.
Wi Fi.
What the fuck we, yeah, my Wi Fi clicked out. Where we went, Italy?
Naples.
We hit Naples, Sorrento.
Sorrento?
Sorrento. We did the Amalfi Coast.
I've been there.
Them some vibes. Them some sexy ass vibes right there. That's where you take a motherfucker you really like.
Right.
That's a vibe.
I don't really like nobody right now, man.
Why not, bro? Let's talk about it.
We just cool.
Who?
Me and a few young ladies. We just cool.
Few?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to get out of there.
Get out of there.
No, I see what's going on.
Because they might see this, man. Get out of there.
No, I see what's going on. Yeah. They definitely watch. Mm. If you like them and they like you back.
No, they definitely watch.
They definitely watch. They know it's a day now. So you said that.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
So now if they don't get the invite, they're
going to be. I mean,
like,
you dating, though.
Yeah, I'm dating. They know
you
that.
Dating. Do what you want.
All right, we're going to have to probably number 15 minutes, y'all.
That's fine. Come on.
Got to pick my daughter up from school. You can edit that part out if you want.
See, that's why I don't like when you don't drink. You be in a rush and shit.
I'm not in a rush. I got to pick my daughter up from school, bro.
It's cool. I'm going to.
We've been on for an hour and what, 20 minutes now?
How long we been talking?
25. See, hour and 25.
Hour 25 minutes, not bad.
Yeah, then we're going to edit it down because we're going to take some of that stuff out. The Mykonos trip, we're going to take that out.
Yeah, Mykonos trip.
We're going to incriminate myself. Are you going to Mykonos? Nah, man. That was some bullshit.
Y'all is going to Mykonos. Do it the right way. Take all three.
Kevin don't like that. Because they did a trip, and I tried to bring two with me, and he was like, nah, bro, the wives here ain't going to look right.
4, 12, 24, 30, well, yeah, you like 50 grand in before you go through customs.
You mean, what, huh?
If you was to pay for four.
Four chicks?
With three chicks and one you.
No, I'm getting on the plane.
With Kev now?
Yeah, I'm getting on the plane.
Come on, Kev.
What? I might can get one on the plane with me. The other two might got to fly commercial. Southwest, baby. And if this overseas, this the first role to want to get away.
Hey, man. She going to have to leave 3 days early.
3 days early. To meet us a day late.
What day you going to Mykonos? I'm going Friday. Tuesday night. Okay, I'm boarding my flight now.
But no, I will look out for long trips. I will look out.
Nah, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to make sure you got it. They got that good first class. It won't be Emirates.
Though. I understand. What else?
That Emirates first class, 20, 30 grand.
I want in, though.
Whew.
I want in. They say they have a bed, all type of shit. Mm-hmm. You better believe.
You got a door and anything. Little private suite.
Oh, that shit getting worked out. For 20 grand? 20
but
grand?
But they got a business class. That's what I usually take. It's like 6, 7 grand.
Listen here, fella.
Yeah.
I seen that goddamn ad. I seen the ad you seen. They show the living room, the bed, this shower. I'm like, yep.
Yep.
Yep. Oh, the door closed?
Door closed?
Yep. For 20 grand?
Whew.
20 grand, boy, I might have me.
You gonna have somebody in there with you.
It's the only way I'm getting on Emirates. Only way I spend 20 grand for a flight. That's the only way it makes sense.
Right. This one I
don't want no motherfucking caviar.
This one
I want no goddamn caviar. You know what I want? Samson, bitch. You know what I want?
This one I knew was a difference. So I went to Dubai for my man wedding in November. Jumped on an Emirates straight flight LA to Dubai. First class was 20 grand. I said, I'm not paying no 20 grand, bro. Then they had the business class. Still had to lay down seats and anything. I said, all right, got your own little cubby hole. You good. I said, all right.
What they hit for?
That was 6 grand. I said, hey.
That's a drop?
Yeah, that's a do it. But that's it's round doable. Trip. Six
that's
grand.
Doable.
Yeah, it's doable.
But I'm the type of nigga, if I pay that 6, I'm going to be hating on that 20.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, oh, they ain't got that much different than us.
They just got a door. I ain't got no door.
Yeah, we just ain't got no door.
Yeah, that's all.
That's it.
Same thing.
We really save like 20 grand. They just got a door. We're going to be sleep half the time anyway. You know how them curse.
But shouts out to Russell Peters. Russell Peters was on the same flight with me. He was in that $20,000 seat. I see.
And he should.
Yeah.
He actor, right?
Actor, comedian.
Yeah.
Big time overseas comedian. Not overseas. He from
You Russia. Keep telling us a lot about motherfuckers you don't know a lot about, man.
You from Pakistan? Where you from? Indian? Yeah, let's say Middle East.
Okay.
Say Middle East.
Yeah.
Funny as hell, though, Russell Peters.
He ain't in that.
I don't think he in that.
Nah.
I don't think he want to talk about that.
I was talking about, what's the joint? And Kumar?
Harold and Kumar? Nah.
He not in that, right?
Nah, he not in that.
Okay, I'm thinking about a completely different person.
We'll have him.
I might be talking about Kumar.
Yeah, you are, for sure. You heard Indian, you just went straight Kumar. That's crazy.
I didn't say that
That's
shit.
That's crazy.
Fuck it.
But listen, man, we got to get ready to wrap this up, man.
Because you got shit to do.
Well, I got to pick my daughter up. I mean, I can go pick her up if you
That's
wait.
What you...
And I'll come back and we can finish it.
Hell no.
That's what I'm saying. So I'm going to go pick her up. You know what
hey,
saying?
Man, well, listen, it was nice having a drink with you today.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Appreciate you meeting me in the lounge, man.
Come on,
and once again, it's on. 30 days, Spank is going drinkless.
Yeah.
No carbs. No sugar.
Sugar. No pasta. No bread.
Not happening. What you about to eat for lunch?
I'm going to do salmon and what's the name?
Salad.
No.
That's a black nigga go-to.
What's the,
every time black nigga want to go clean, he goes salmon and
I
salad.
I'm thinking about greens right now.
Arugula. he wants some arugula.
Got that. I can't even think of the asparagus. I'm going to do my salmon and asparagus.
Yeah, probably with a little lemon citrus glaze or something.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, nigga, that's some of that cholesterol, by the way.
It is, but all water, though. That's all I'm drinking for the 30 days, all water. I'm going to drop this 15, bro. It's 2.5 pounds. Not 2.5. What is it, 3 pounds a week? 3, 6, 9, 12. Damn. 4, 8, 12, 16. Damn near 4 pounds a week. Damn, I don't think. Ooh, that's going to be tough.
Now that you hear you saying that shit out loud, you verbalizing
that,
you might want to take a shot.
I'm tripping. Nah, I mean,
you ain't
going
to make it.
I'm going to make it, bro.
You need that Exempic.
If I don't make it, we'll find out.
Exempic.
Well, no, I'm not going to do that.
They say that shit burn everything up. Ribs,
it burn it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How else you gonna lose that shit?
No, I got this other
You losing bone marrow with that Exempic. Let me not say that. They ain't sue the shit out of me. I don't know.
Losing bone marrow on Exempic. But man, we gotta get out of here, man.
Gotta get out of here.
Yeah, well, I gotta get out of here. You can stay. You can talk to the people.
It is the Underground Lounge.
Come on, I don't have
nothing to talk about.
You ain't got nothing to talk about? You sure?
Yeah.
You don't see nothing else on your list?
We'll find something to do while we're here.
All right. Well, it's your boy Spank Horton, man. This is my guy right here, Lou Will. Well, he went by Lemon Pepper Lou today. And this has been another episode of the Underground Lounge. And this is what we do each and every Wednesday, baby.
Woo!
Come on now.
Huh? Shake and bake.
Yeah. Let's get it.